Sentence.
In this week's one-on-one, I went along to a little Italian restaurant in one of the many turn-of-the-century apartment buildings in Prague's Vinohrady district that give the area its elegant, slightly aristocratic feel. The restaurant, run by two charming women from Bologna, rent the space from an Italian property owner called Girolamo Germani, who owns half a dozen such buildings in the area. But events have conspired to turn Mr. Germani into a crusader for the rights of Czech landlords, fighting the system of state-controlled rent that they say is leading them towards financial ruin. Over a plate of pasta, Mr. Germani put his case to me, and began by explaining how he came to speak fluent, accentless Czech.
Well, it was in 1956, which I was 6 years old. My father was here in diplomatic services of Italian Republic. And teaching Czech was very easy. You know, then child for child is no problem. In a few days, you already have accent and everything.
So you learned Czech very quickly then?
Absolutely, yes. It don't was problem.
And do you have happy memories of a boyhood, a childhood here in Prague as an Italian boy?
Well, I remember that my dad forced me to play violin, and I met my first Czech friend. He was roughly the same age, and he was crying too, because, you know, I was hated violin. You know, when the families decide them, you have to be musicians, and then force you, with force them practically, sometimes come some, you know, some kick to me, that's why.
But music, of course, is not the way you make your money. You own several properties here in the Czech Republic. Tell me how that began. When did you first buy a property here?
It was in 1990, when because I have to, first of all, I have to say that I married here. I married here in 1970, and I married a Czech girl. And I take her to Italy. I spent some year in England. But anyway, we spent life in Western Europe, practically. And when happened this chance to come back here, my wife, of course, like born Czech citizen, and she was feel a nostalgia of her country. Me too, because I love it, this country. And I see possibilities, because you see the prices was really down on them time. It was easy buy the big building or say the house, say similar like on Regent Street, for example, for $500,000. It was really, really low price.
So that was then, back in 1990. How much property do you own in Prague now?
Well, I buy 6 big houses and 3 stores.
Now, of course, buying that property has brought you wealth and success, let's say, but also problems, because you have become embroiled in this dispute between people who own property in this country and the Czech state, because many of the people who live in these buildings are used to paying very, very low rent from the times of communism, and you found yourself right in the middle of this dispute.
Obviously, it's normal if it's in these buildings, it's leaving people with, in English they call it city tenants, okay? The rent is low, but can imagine them after 5 years, I was thinking, well, it's changed the wind of the Czech Republic. It's come freedom. This is the question just of few years, and then understand them have to be changed. And we are after 15 years, 15 years don't change nothing yet. And I am forced to practically donate these houses.
At the heart of the matter here, though, is a very, very political dispute, isn't it? Because basically what we're talking about is people who cannot really, in theory, shouldn't be able to afford to live in a turn-of-the-century apartment block in Vinohrady, but because of this country's history, they do. If their families have been here for decades, they do have the right to stay here, surely.
Rights of what? Them is tenant. Owner have right to decide what do it with his private ownership. I had never heard them. Some tenants have rights to take it for years and years. You see, them take already advantage to don't pay for 60 years nothing. And practically these people, I really don't know one my tenant without some country house. All these people have country houses, and sometimes they live better life than me, believe me.
But surely what's at stake here is that it's not possible to go from a communist totalitarian system where the state dictated how much money you pay in rent to a free market system overnight, and that if you did go to that system overnight, all these people in these apartments around us would be homeless, be living on the streets.
It's not true. Can you imagine if I don't know, on the Marble Arch, on some building, leave people like sitting tenants? That's crazy. In Czech Republic, it's many flats, but more flats on, to say, average of the citizens than in Vienna. Them own 3-4 houses, then rent it to tourists. And the government know this situation. But because it's many deputies of the parliament, believe it or not, it's the governor of the Czech bank, Mr. Tuma, is the sitting tenant.
But what about the solidarity with, I don't know, the 85-year-old woman who lives in this building on the fourth floor, who's lived there for 4 decades? All of a sudden, the revolution comes. She lives here because the state controls her rent. Surely she should be able to live here and die here.
This is not a problem. I am ready to leave her on their flat because, can you imagine, send it someone who's really old, you know, somewhere else. I don't want to do it. This is not a problem. We are ready to leave them on these flats. But what we don't like it, then the law, Czech law, permitted to register them grandchilds and then practically take it, the rent, after the grandmother.
This right, is so it allows ridiculous. Them to perpetuate the system into the future.
Exactly. This is the biggest problem. That's why we make appeal to the European Court of Human Rights. And this last Monday, you probably know, the big chamber decided them we are right.
Right. Well, the chamber decided that a Polish complainant was right, not you.
Yeah, well, but it was a pilot case. And pilot case being the precedent. Them say clearly, the judge Wellhaber, which is the boss of this court, say clearly, this belongs to all European countries, means for the Czech Republic as well.
A lot of people, though, would have problems with the whole idea of buying property for profit. Housing is a basic fundamental human right, not a means of making money.
This is absolutely wrong. Your question is very wrong, because the absolutely important human rights is for life, then nobody have to kill you. You have to transfer it on the food. Why the food is not controlled by the government? You buy the bread and the bakery make it for them prices. And nobody ask if you have money enough or not. This is the right, real rights. All the countries in Europe from all Roman times, it was in Persia before or in China 4,000 years ago, all states was funded for one simple reason, to protect them citizens and protect them properties. If you have money to pay, why not? No problem. You have right to living, but you can't pretend it to be on Vinohrady for a few money. It's like to protect it be on Hyde Park Corner for £20 per month, you see. Can you imagine somebody living for 20 pounds in Hyde Park Corner on this building around? it have to be ridiculous for English citizens, isn't it?
But Britain has had a history of continuity of democracy and of private ownership. This is a country which has undergone very dramatic, very swift change. The solution of regulating rent, surely there was no other solution.
Look, in 1945, when the Nazi Germany was beaten, it's come some lawyers from America, from England, and then teach Germans to thinking, say, democratically. After 60 years, when this horrible war finished, and you pass the Germany, you see the citizen happy, reasonable. Them was educated to respect it, private ownership. And the Germans today is not any more danger. I don't know why the Czechs have to be different.